Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although the human brain is extremely complex, on many levels it remains constrained by instincts with roots in our evolutionary past. James Kavanaugh, a postdoctoral research associate in cognitive, linguistic, and psychological sciences at Brown University, explains why our thinking is often biased toward action when seeking a reward or goal.
It can be hard to overcome our habits. For example, it is easy to motivate an action to obtain a reward or inhibit action to avoid punishment. Animals, including humans, have deeply ingrained biology to actively seek food and freeze to avoid a predator. Scientists, meanwhile, have long known it can be impossible to condition chickens and rats to accomplish the alternatives, act to avoid bad things, or withhold action to get a reward. Those animals don't have the luxury of extensive prefrontal cortices to override their innate biases like people do. In a recent study I completed with Michael Frank, we tested a potential mechanism by which the human prefrontal cortex contributes to better behavior. Participants played a video game where they saw different symbols indicating they had to learn to make or inhibit an action to either gain a reward or avoid a punishment. We also recorded EEG, brain electrical activity, while people performed this task. As ingrained biases would suggest, people were widely varied in their abilities to learn to act to avoid punishment or inhibit to get reward. We were able to predict these differences from the EEG activity that occurred when people looked at the symbol. People with more theta band power in the prefrontal cortex had a better ability to override their innate biases. These findings provided clear evidence that frontal theta acts as an alarm bell to warn of the upcoming motivational conflict between ingrained biases and the desired outcome. Now we're expanding these findings by revealing what other brain systems responded to this alarm to shape behavior, by applying this task with psychiatric patients to assess the integrity of prefrontal control, and even selectively modulating frontal theta to see if we can diminish or enhance this adaptive tendency in healthy individuals.
That was James Kavanaugh of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.